everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, editor and coordinator of this March 2022 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. I hope you're all keeping well and starting to enjoy the slightly longer days. Your readers this month are regulars Kim Cleave, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey. We'll be taking you inside Great Yarmouth's House of Fun. Find out about Norfolk's Black Gold, and there's an exclusive short story by local author DJ Taylor. With our regular features and contributors, there's lots to hear about, so to get us underway, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk Magazine.
March, officially spring, according to the meteorological folks, is here, and most welcome it is too. It's traditionally Mad March hare season. The 18th century Norfolk poet William Cowper kept one as a pet. It was apparently a slightly testy creature, if his account in Epitaph to a Hare is to be believed, though the animal itself at least seemed to have some fun. A turkey carpet was his lawn, whereon he loved to bound, to skip and gambol like a fawn, and swing his rump around. They don't rump like that anymore. Cowper, whose mortal remains rest in a Dereham churchyard, described the creature as the surliest of his kind, which rather begs the question as to why the beast wasn't served up jugged with a nice side of roast potatoes and spring greens. Aside from our long-eared friends, March has the sniff of better days ahead, of greenery and new life. As I write, I'm just back from walking the dogs. It is a properly mild day, no need for bobble hat and gloves, despite a lively wind bowling across the wide fields. Flashy yellow daffodils are bobbing about in the breeze, and the hedges are spotted with the first green shoots. Birds are chasing each other around the place, and even the chickens have joined in. They had largely given up laying work over the winter, with one honourable exception, but now back on the job, popping out eggs like nobody's business. In short, it's looking swell out there, though winter may yet have a chilly trick up its sleeve. Birds feature strongly in this issue. We are privileged to have been given an exclusive short story from the eminent Norfolk author DJ Taylor, a beautiful work themed around the county's avian life, taken from his new collection of short stories called Stukey Blues. It's a treat. And Stukey also features from an historical, rather notorious perspective, as Chris Armstrong recounts the You Couldn't Make It Up story of one Harold Davidson, rector of Stifkey and infamous prostitute's padre. So, March has much to commend it, not least that extra hour of daylight that comes along. And don't forget to put your clocks forward on March 27th.